Venezuela, a socio-economic political crisis that began in Venezuela during the presidency of Hugo Chavez has continued into the presidency of Nicolas Maduro.
It is marked by hyperinflation, the increase of hunger, disease, crime, death rates, and a massive immigration from the country. The situation is the worst economic crisis in Venezuela's history, and the worst facing a country that has not experienced war since the mid-20th century. In comparison to historical crisis, this crisis in Venezuela is more severe than that the United States went through during the Great Depression. Venezuela has plunged into a major political crisis amid a growing row over President Nicolas Maduro's future as the country's leader. President Maduro started a second presidency term on January 10th, following a widely boycotted election last year that many foreign governments refused to address. On January 23rd, Juan Guaido, leader of the opposition-controlled Nation Assembly, declared himself interim president. Shortly after, Guaido took an oath swearing himself in. U.S. President Donald Trump publicly recognized him as the leader's country. Maduro accused Guaido of staging a coup and ordered his arrest. I asked a woman from Venezuela to talk about her problems that she faced in Venezuela.
So, when you decide to leave, you usually say goodbye to your family, but there is no way of getting a flight because you can't afford that. So for the most part, people take a bus using the bolivar, the currency that they have. Now, the bolivars are worth money in Venezuela, but once you cross the border, they are almost worth nothing. So you essentially bankrupt the moment that you cross into Colombia. And at that point, you have to figure out how you are going to get somewhere. And that usually means you are going to work, and often Venezuelans will spend a few days on the border, but then they keep moving because there are so many Venezuelans in these border towns. There is no jobs for them there, so people set off on foot. They have usually a suitcase, backpacks, but they are trying to travel very light because they know that they are going to have to carry everything on their backs that they are bringing and hitching rides occasionally. Sometimes they can save a little bit of money to take a bus ride a short distance, but basically they are trying to put as many footsteps between them and Venezuela as they can. And it can be an extremely long process to try to travel these countries. These are very mountainous countries on foot.